Baruch Abba. Maran Achida brings the Gemara. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to name after the names of Rishaim. Shneimar, v'shem Rishaim, zecher tzaddik libracha, v'shem Rishaim yirkav. The name of the wicked should be blotted out, should rot. So that's why we don't call by Rishaim. Okay? Says Maran Achida, hey, wait a second. There's plenty of Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, David, Ushlomo throughout history that were plenty big.
Rishaim.
So how is it mutar to name after Abraham? As huh? Oh, says Maran Achida, the chiluk is easy. He says, if the first Abraham on the scene was a tzaddik, that name remains the name of a tzaddik forever, regardless of were there Abraham Rishaims in history?
Sure.
Yeah. V'chin al zeh aderech. But if the first Abraham was a tzaddik, mutar. Yitzchak haya tzaddik, mutar. V'chin al zeh aderech. But if the first one was Rasha'a, even if later they have ones who are tzaddikim, it's asur. Hence, what are you going to tell me? Hey, wait a second. Were there any Nimrods in history that were tzaddikim? Maybe. But says Maran Achida, it doesn't work because the first Nimrod was Rasha'a.
This is
Tishma Tov. Maran Achida writes it, Shem Agdolim. You have to know, one of the most important Sfarim in your arsenal is Shem Agdolim. What's it about? Two Chalakim. Shem Agdolim has two parts. Sofrim, Usfarim. Sofrim is whom? The authors. Sfarim is the actual Sfarim. He goes through in alphabetical order. You have here? It's such an important tool. He goes through all the Rishonim v'Acharonim and the Sfarim that they wrote, and he gives a short biography of their life and times and what the Sefer talks about. It's, you read that Sefer, you see so much history, so much things that you would never known about the Sefer. And Maran Achida would know. Maran Achida was in a self-imposed galut. I don't know if you know. Maran Achida was from where?
Morocco, Spain.
Oh, you're killing me. Yeah.
I don't know.
Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. He was born in
1750s.
Shalom. Yeah. He was friends. Maran Achida. The Chida was actually not born. He was born Yosef David. They added on Chaim later because he was sick as a child. Now, by the way, the halacha is, many people make this mistake. All the poskim bring it in. If you look in Yalkut Yosef Ilchot Birkur Cholim, that chas v'shalom, if a person's sick and they want to add a name, first of all, you never change a name unless it's the name of Rasha. You never do that because the Ari HaKadosh writes that when you change a person's name, you cut off his lifeline. Unless it's a Shem Shel Rasha. So even if a person's sick, and the Gemara says that there are things that aid the chole, and one of them is a name change, what do? You don't change, Ela?
You add.
Add. When you, the added name, when a person bar minam is in a situation of chole gadol, yeah, and again, you have to consult with Tamdei Chachamim. Person has a cold, okay, I'm changing my name. Whoa, take it easy. Yeah, don't do that. Ela ma, you have to ask for scheme, you have to ask for hadracha, when to do it. Now the added name goes where?
Beginning.
First. The added name always goes first. Because if it goes the other way, people mistakenly do it, then it's still the same person with just an extension. There's like an annex to that name. Because what's the point of changing a name? If you look in the Yiratzon, the Geonim, it's actually brought down in Shuta Geonim, the seder of a name change. I wasn't planning on giving the shir today. So, I don't know who to blame for this. Aval, Zikon Makom, if you look at the Maran Zichrono Levracha, if you look in Chazon Avadia, Avelut, Chilek Aleph, Amud, Yud Gimel. So he says over there, the whole Seder of name change. He says, what do? You take out Sefer Torah from the Echal, 10 people, Yud Gimel Midot, and then there's Yiratzon over there. The point of a name change is, we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'imigzera gzera al Ploni, if Hashem, you made a gzera on Ploni, this isn't Ploni anymore. Lo Yikaresh. Like Hashem told Yaakovinu, Lo Yaakov Yamer Od Shimcha Kim Israel. Your new person, brand new person, Bria Chadasha, and therefore the Gzera shouldn't apply to him. And he says like this. So if you add it first, now you're a new person. If you add it second, he's not a new person, you just missed the boat. You add the name. Okay, fine. Now, says Maran Achida over there, so in Sofrim Svarim, everybody should get that sefer. That's like a classic. I used to read it before bed. It's an unreal, you see all sorts of shtabachshim, what an enjoyable sefer. Tu chalakim, sofrim, usfarim. Goes through all the rishonim and achronim you never knew existed. Sfarim, what they talk about, all sorts of, things of the time, very, very interesting. There's, you know, Maran Achida wrote over 70 Sfarim. He was a prolific author. I started telling you, he was born in Yerushalayim to his father, Rabbeinu Rafael Yitzhak Zerachia Azulay. Three names. He was born Yitzhak Zerachia, and his father also was sick. They added the name Rafael. Rafael Yitzhak Zerachia. He was the first Griz. The Sephardi Griz. Hagaon Rabbi Rafael Yitzhak Zerachia. Who's the Griz? Brisker Rav. But before the Ashkenazim had a Griz, the Sephardim had a Griz. Gaon Rafael Yitzhak Zerachia. Anyway, Bekitzur, Lo Yada'at Azeh Chashuv Meod. Anyway, his grandfather, Rabbeinu Avraham Azulay, who's the author of Chesed L'Avraham. Chesed L'Avraham is a Pirush on the Tosefta. Also, if you look in the, you have a Levush here? You know Levush? Sefer Levush. Zeh, Gdolei HaPoskim, Vadai. It's the black set. Yeah, it's a...
Behind Jake.
Who's it, Jake? No, it's Yaakov. No, anyway, the Kitzur. No. Right? Anyway. Yaakov. No, it says he tried it on Shabbat. He was very highly successful. Anyway, the Kitzur. With the Ein. Huh?
Shabbat.
Anyway, the Kitzur. So, the Levush, one of the Perushim on the Levush is Hagahot Mahara Azulay, if you look over there. Rabbeinu Avraham Azulay was the grandfather of Maran Achida. He was from Morocco. But then they emigrated to Eretz Yisrael. They went to Yerushalayim. Maran Achida, in the first part of his life, he attended two yeshivas in Yerushalayim. Who's? Huh? No. As a Porat Yosef. At least 250 years before Porat Yosef. Huh? Rashash is yeshiva. Very good. Bet El. The Rashash. The, by the way, the Sephardi Rashash, not the Ashkenazi one, also earlier. Ashkenazi Rashash was whom? Rabbeinu Shmuel Shtrashum. Yeah, Chidushei HaRashash in the back of the Gemara of Shmuel Shtrashum. He was a Gaon Atzum, but he held no official rabbinical position. He was a banker in Vilna. Can you imagine? That's pretty... That's we spoke about yesterday, Shas Yidden. Can you imagine? These were the bankers and the quote-unquote Balabatin of Vilna. A Gaon Atzum. Look at his Perushim on Shas. It's a Hagaot, Metukot. Beautiful Chidushim. But the... Huh? Huh? To the printer. No, they don't know. I don't know.
Maybe.
Gaon Atzum. Anyway, there was a Sephardi Rashash before him. Rabbeinu Sar Shalom Sharabi. He emigrated from Teman to, huh? Rabbi Mordechai Sharabi's great, great grandfather. What die? Now he says. So he was the Rosh Hashiva of Bet El Maran. He was one of the Gdolei Mekubalim. If you look at the Mishai, you know, Kitvei HaRashash, Sidur HaRashash, all the Kavanot and everything's from the Rashash. Ben Ishai brings him down Kaseder. So he was way earlier than the Ashkenazi Rashash. So we already have an earlier Griz. We already have an earlier Rashash. Oh, anyway, Mekitzer. But it's fine. We're willing to share the acronyms with him. But done. Yeah. Now, listen to this. Who was his other Rosh Hashiva? For a very short time. In Yerushalayim. No, way after.
And that's also in Tzfat.
No. Rabbeinu Chaim ben Attar. Recognize the name? Or Chaim HaKadosh. Yeah, the Or Chaim HaKadosh also emigrated from Salin, Morocco to Eretz Israel. Passed away at the age of 47, skin. Also without Yeladim. He didn't have children, unfortunately, but he had many Talmidim. So he established the yeshiva. He relocated his yeshiva that he had in Morocco, and he brought it to Eretz Yisrael. Lachida learned there for a while. Maran Lachida, along with his friends, when they were a little bit older, in their 20s or early 30s, they were tremendous mekubalim. He was friends with, ever heard of Maharit El-Ghazi, Rabbeinu Yom Tov El-Ghazi. Anyway, Maharit El-Ghazi, he was also the Rishon Letzion. So was his father, the Shalmei Tzibur, Rabbeinu Yisrael Yaakov El-Ghazi. Rishonim Letzion, I'm talking to you. Anyway, that's why you got to read these books. That's why you have to read these funny. They tried to force Mashiach, Maran Achida and his friends. He writes the story. they tried to force Mashiach to come with all sorts of tikkunim and sigufim and kavanot and whatever. And they were almost successful. But apparently in Shamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not ready for Biyat HaMashiach, so he threw in a monkey wrench into the plans, and they're all punished, and everybody did something. To be mechap takshiv, to be mechaper, Maran Achida went on a self-imposed
galut,
all over the world. All over the world, and he started traveling. Maran Achida had a photographic memory. Now, how did he get the photographic memory? That's a different story altogether. Maybe we'll talk about that a different time. And he used to travel from place to place. He went to England, to the Oxford, to the Vatican. He went to all places where there were kitvei yad, where there were manuscripts from Geonim, from Rishonim, of Talmudim. And they used to let him in, and he used to look at it one time and memorize the page. Look at it one time, he took a photo with his head, and he remembered it for life. And he used that in all of his Sfarim. That's like, if you look in the Sfarim, Birkei Yosef, Mahazik Beracha, you see all the Sfarim, Maran Achida, Sfarim, Rishonim, Achronim. Whoa, where'd he get all that? The answer is because Maran Achida, as part of his Galut, he was always photographing with his mind all of these Sfarim. Now, another very interesting Sefer of Maran Achida, if you want to see, this is my most, it's not a Sefer Halacha, my most enjoyable Sefer. By the way, I don't know if you have it here. There's a set, Kol Kitve Achida. All of his Sfarim, yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It has a picture of a seal on the front cover, a picture of a signature and seal. The Sefer Halacha, he wrote on everything. Torah, Nevi'im, Muktuvim, Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Drashot, everything, Kabbalah, all hakol. It was Gaon Kol HaMachmanim. He has a sefer, listen carefully. It's hard to get. It's part of the set now, but sometimes it's out of print. There's a sefer called Ma'agal Tov. Ma'agal Tov LeMaran Achida. It's his personal diary of all of his travels throughout the world and how he was treated here, and what they did to him there. It's unreal. Unreal. If you look in Sefer, that's one of my most favorite Sfarim of Maran Achida, Shem HaGdolim and Ma'agal Tov. Ma'agal Tov is his personal diary of Maran Achida. They printed it, huh?
Would there happen to be another book called Ma'agal Shem Tov?
No, well, not from him.
Okay.
Not from him. Maybe a different somebody else. That one, I don't know. Anyway, listen carefully. So, that's the difference between names. Now, Rav Moshe famously has a tshuva Nigrot Moshe. He says, there's obviously no chiyuv. He was asked if there's a chiyuv for a person to name his child with a Jewish name. And he proves from Shas that there's not, because you see many Tannaim, Amoraim, that have, you know, I wouldn't say, you know, not Goyish names, but legal names, huh? Yishmael is a good name. It was Chozer B'Tshuva. Yeah, but he was a tzaddik. At the end of his life, it was Beno Shel Avraham Avi. Now, that's a very, very, very sticky route to go down, because Judaism didn't technically begin until Matan Torah. How many names do we have before Matan Torah? Lots. Even though the Avot HaKadoshim kept the Torah, but they weren't officially. We find many in many poskim. They had the din of Bnei Noach. Am Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael started when? By the Berit, we entered a covenant with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Ma'amad al-Sinai. If you look in the Gemara in the fourth perek of Masechet Yevamot, in Perek HaCholetz, from Daf Lamed Vav and on, the Gemara speaks about all of the Dine Gerut, all the halachot of conversion. Where do we learn out all of the halachot of Gerut from? Ma'amad al-Sinai. Everything that happened in Har... Why? Because Am Yisrael went through a conversion at Har Sinai. We went from being regular Bnei Noach to Am Yisrael. Went from having Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach to, yes, the Avot HaKadoshim kept the Torah. And everybody knows the famous Ramban that talks about how the famous question, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, has many, many Rishonim discuss it. Yes, the Avot HaKadoshim kept the Torah, but they weren't commanded to. Therefore, there is a Machloket Maharit, Rabben, not what I told you before, not Maharit Al-Ghazi, that's Rabbenu Yom Tov Al-Ghazi, that's a few generations later. Maharit, Rabbenu Yosef Tarani. You ever heard of him? Okay, listen carefully. You ready? I'm trying to bring you up to speed. Ever heard of the Mabit? Rabbeinu Moshe ben Yosef Mitarani. Yeah, one of the Gdola Poskim, Shuta Mabit. He has Sefer on Tfilah called Bet Elohim. Everybody knows the famous Huh? He was in Tzfat. He was a friend and Chavir Bedin of Marana Bet Yosef. He lived in the same town. They went at it. If you look in Shelot Utshuvot Avkat Rochel, as well as Shelot Utshuvot Bet Yosef on Ibn Ezer, you'll see there are many times that they went at it, and Marana Bet Yosef even once put him in Cherim for one of his psakim. It's fiery. Tzfat at the time. That was the golden age. Marana Bet Yosef, Mabit, Ari HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Shlomo El Kabet. You have the Rabbeinu Moshe Cordovero, Rabbeinu Moshe Alshich. Geone Olam, all the tzaddikim, chassidim, geonim, mekubalim, darshanim. They're all there. So anyway, the Mabit was Chavir Bet Adin. When Marana Bet Yosef passed away, the Mabit took over the Nesi'ut, he took over the leadership of the Bedin after Marana Bet Yosef, and his son, his father, there were two Mabits. One was his, two Maharit, sorry, Rabbeinu Yosef Terani. His father was Maharit Arishon. His son was also Yosef. Obviously, he named the son Yosef after his father. He was Rabbeinu Yosef Terani Hasheni, the second. How do you differentiate between them? They were both Rabbeinu Yosef Terani. So one we call the Maharit, Shuta Maharit that we have, and the other one we call Maharimat. Why, what's Maharimat? Rabbeinu Yosef Mitarani. So we know to make the distinction between the, in Judaism, there's no first, second, you know, we don't have Roman numerals in Judaism. So you're not going to write, you know, senior, junior, we don't do that. Lachen, we make a distinction. Anyway, so the Maharit HaRishon, the father of the Mabit, he writes in Shut Maharit that halachically it's problematic to name, to give a name prior to Avraham Avinu. Says we don't do that. Even though we know that there are tzaddikim before Avraham Avinu. Not everybody before Avraham Avinu was a Rishayim. There, you know, a majority of the world was a Rishayim. Huh? According to him, you only name from Avraham and on. But Maran Achida brings this in Shem Agdolim. He disproves it. He says, lo nechon. He says, we find, even in Shas, even in Tanakh, we find, well, not Tanakh, but we find in Shas. Give me one example from Shas. Mishnayot of a name that's prior to, huh? No, that's later. What's a name in Mishnayot? That is a name prior to Avraham Avinu. No. He's the first.
No.
Pirkei Avot. Think Pirkei Avot. No. Yishmael is after Avraham Avinu. Before Avraham. Akavya ben Mahalalel Omer. Histakel bishlosha devarim. Ve'e ataba lidei avera. Da. Me'ayin ba'ata ul'an ata olech. Ve'lifne mi ata atid. Liten din b'cheshbon. Mahalalel. Who's Mahalalel? No, hello. Mahalalel is one of the people, one of the generations between Adam and Noah, was Mahalalel. See. If it was an Isur, he wouldn't have that name. Or at least somebody should have told something about your father's name. Elama. You see, Tanaim, Amoraim, they call themselves by names, which is also interesting. He points out, there is no Tana or Amora with the name Avraham. There's a few places in Shas where there's an Amora Avram, which is interesting because the Gemara says, Kol HaKore LeAvraham Avram Over Ba'aseh. If a person calls Avraham Avram, that's transgressing in Aseh. Why? Hashem said, Lo Yamer Ot Shimcha Avram Ki Im Avraham. Yeah, so he says, so how do people call themselves Avram? The answer is, that's if you're referring to Avraham Avinu, you call him Avram. That's when you're over this thing. But if you call somebody else Avram, there's no issue. We don't find any Avraham in the entire Shas. It doesn't exist. No Moshe, no Aharon. We start finding them by Geonim. Yitzchak, very popular. David, also not. No David in the entire Shas. Me'anyen. I don't know. But it's pretty interesting. Now, that being said, Maran Achida disagrees, and he says it's perfectly acceptable as long as the name before Avraham Avinu was a tzaddik. You have Hanoch, Noah, Shem. Hello? Shem. Yeah? No, it's not. There is?
Shem.
No. I told you, don't celebrate Galut. Celebrate Judaism. Yeah? Yeah? Even though we find the Rambam, if you look in the Kitvei Rambam, how did he sign his name? How did the Rambam sign his name?
Sfaradi.
Moshe ben Maimon Sfaradi. Yeah. Kacha. He would sign it Sfaradi. So he was, huh? Yeah, he was very proud. He was proud to be Sfaradi. One time, I'll end off with a story. Very interesting story. Listen to this. So this was a shiur about names. There's much more to this. Much, much more. There's a lot of chomer. I don't know. I wasn't planning this, but interesting. One time, Maran Zichrono Livracha went to Spain. He was on a trip. He went to Spain. And he met the king of Spain. I think the current king, Ferdinand's father. He met the king of Spain. So he asked him through an interpreter. Maran Zichrono Livracha didn't speak Spanish. But the king asked him, why does your... He knew that there were different kinds of Jews. But he says, why do you call your... I guess I don't know the brand of Jews. Why do you call them Sfaradim? What does Sfaradim mean literally?
Spanish.
Why? He thought for a second. Maran Zichrono Livracha told him, listen to this. He says, because the father, the Avia Poskim for Sephardic Jewry is whom? Rambam. The Rambam very proudly signed his name. Where was he born? Cordova, in Spain. He says, he told him, we're celebrating the fact that the Rambam Maimonides, everybody knows him, came from Spain, and because of that, we call ourselves after him, Sfaradim. The king got such nachat. Is it nachat? Wow, Spain, very chashuv. What did they do? They built in the... This was in, I think, Madrid, which is the capital of Spain. So after the story, the king made a pkuda. He sent them to build the statue of the Rambam right in the middle in the town square of Cordova. Until today, there's a... I'm not sure if it resembled the Rambam because nobody really knows. All those pictures, I always had a problem. You know all those pictures that make the Rambam with this little thin beard and with it? I don't know what they're... You know what I'm talking about? You know that picture? The turban I can deal with. He wore a turban, but he didn't have like that cutting the peyot. I don't know who made that picture. Anyway, because you know what I'm saying? You know that picture? You know the picture of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the picture of Rabbi Meir? Sheiches. You know what I'm talking about? And they sell these pictures and people hang it up. Wow, picture. But that's if it's the real picture. You know, most of the pictures, the photographs or the paintings that they have of the Gra are fake. You know that. The famous picture of the Gra with tefillin on the top, on the front of, some books, biographies, and it shows the Gra, that's not a real painting. They found later the Gra's granddaughter was an artist. I don't know which granddaughter, maybe from Rabbi Avraham, maybe from his daughter, I don't know. She was an artist, and she sat down one time to make a portrait. She painted a portrait, a lifelike portrait of her grandfather, and it's brought down many, I've seen this picture, this portrait, in the house of many Gdolei Yisrael, the real portrait of the Gaon Mivilna. And he looks totally, totally different than how they painted him to begin with. So, you know, I know a picture is worth 1,000 words, but make sure it's the correct picture. So, yadua. Anyway, so he was very happy about that. Maran Zichrono Livracha, they made a, because the Maran told the king about that, they made a statue of the Rambam. Not sure the Rambam would have been happy that they made a statue out of him, but until today, in the Cordova city square, there's a statue, life-size statue of the Rambam. It's like golden bronze. It's very interesting. In Cordova. There's another story with Maran Zichrono Livracha. One time he went to Egypt. Okay, he used to be, by the way, he was the Rav Rashi in Egypt, Abedin of Alexandria, of Kahir, of Cairo, for many years. For 3 years, actually, until they ran him out. They tried to assassinate him twice. Because of what?
Kashkut.
Yeah, anyway, Bekitsur, they actually tracked him down to Eretz Yisrael, and they tried again. You know that. And the gun got jammed. Every time the gun got jammed. It was a very scary thing. Anyway, Bekitsur, Maran Zichrono Livracha, one time there was a semi-favorable president, you know, Egypt has presidents of Egypt, who was okay with the Jews. His name was Hosni Mubarak. Anyway, there was an issue over there. There was a grave site in the Egyptian city of Dimanhur. Who's buried there? Rabbi Yaakov Abuchatzera. They wanted to pave it over and make a highway. So what happened, he heard about it, Maran Zichrono Livracha got very upset. He says, I want to go to Mitzrayim to speak to the king, to the president, whatever. So they made an appointment. He went with Aryeh Deri at the time and the whole entourage, and he went to speak to the king. And the king said he understood. You know, Arabs, they have they have feelings of respect. And who do you think takes care of all of the graves of the tzaddikim in all the Middle Eastern countries today, Morocco and Egypt? It's Arabs, because they have a certain reverence towards Kibbutz Tzaddikim. So the president said, President Mubarak said, okay, you have my word, I'm gonna change the plans, they're gonna rearrange the thing, they're not gonna touch the cemetery, they're not gonna touch the Abir Yaakov, and that was a success. As a token of his appreciation, Maran Zohar Bracha gave the president a gift. What did he give him? He had just come out with Yabia Omer Chelek Vav. So he took out Yabia Omer Chelek Vav, and he told him, he spoke Arabic, I don't know if Iraqi Arabic and Egyptian Arabic is the same, but he says here, this is a gift for you, ine, Yabia Omer Chelek Vav. He gave it to the president. So the president was very honored. He says, what is it? So he told him it's a book on responsa of halacha. He asked him, is there an Arabic translation to the Yabia Omer? So Maran Zohar Bracha said, not yet. We're working on it. Anyway, Bikitsur, that was that story. Towards the end of his life, I don't know if you know, I don't remember how many years ago exactly. I think it was 2012, 2015 or so, when there was Arab Spring. You remember when there were uprisings and revolutions in Arab countries, North Africa, Tunisia, Algeria, Egypt, and they were overthrown. So the president at the time was Hosni Mubarak, and they put him in jail, and he was on death row. They sentenced him to death because of all sorts of stuff. You know, there was a time where they changed al-Sisi and all sorts of presidents. They changed them a bunch of times. They told Maran Zohar Bracha about it, and he said, at the end of one of his famous Motzai Shabbat Shiurim, so he says, "Shav tzarech la'asod mishibirach l'nasi shel Mitzrayim." He said, we're going to make a mishibirach for the Nasi. He said he was gomel chasadim. He was pretty nice to the Jews, and he was there for us when he helped. He says, "Ani mavtiach." He said that he's going to get out of this thing alive. He was on death row. He says, "Was gomel chasadim ta'am Yisrael. Hashem's going to pay him back midah keneged midah. You're going to see he's going to get out." He made a mishbarach. Says mishbarach otenu akedoshim. Ramit zeh ben hol mishbarach. Hu yivarech et anasi. Hosni mubarak. He says he gave him a whole mishbarach, and at the end they acquitted him. It was like the whole situation was like abnormal. It was like supernatural. They let him off the hook. They had a different president, whatever, but he walked off scot free. That was the mofet. Didn't happen during Chanukah, but it's Chanukah now, so it's nice to talk about Nisim. Have a great day. Yom Tov. Chanukah Sameach.